This is Parenting in the 21st Century. I'm Jonathan Little, speaking with Jeff Schott, who is the Executive Director of the Youth Transition Network. He's been writing books. He's been researching. He does seminars on an ongoing basis. He's a counselor. I think we need to share at this point what parents and grandparents, too, can find at your website. Youth Transition Network, but it's ytn.org.
Or youthtransitionnetwork.org. Can get there either direction. Sorry. Our site's got an incredible amount of information because we've got segments for the different areas of research we've done to help parents come to understand the adolescent brain and those types of things. But more important than that, we've built a video portal, kind of an online parent community, where there's a blog where you can read more information that's coming out on a regular basis, where you can come and watch The Secrets of Influential Parenting.
And that's the seminar that you do.
Yes, that's 6 to 8 session series that, you know, spans about 4.5 hours of content that covers the research, that covers the mindset change that begins to lead parents towards how do you become that shepherd where the kids grant you the influence in their lives as opposed to you having to demand it. Because when they grant it to you, you're in an amazing place. Because what they've said is, I buy you, mom and dad, more than I buy my friends. More than I buy my teachers. And for us, the fear just went away when that happened.
There must be some parents and grandparents who think that's an impossibility, that those kids will embrace their parents, grandparents, and want to spend that much time with them.
It's pretty funny. I know that we believe that, and I know I had come to that conclusion as my 9-year-old shut down on us. But if you really stop and think about it, we all want deep within to please our parents. And I talk to adults all the time that are still saying, yeah, I wish I could figure out how to please my parents even today, you know, and they've got kids of their own. And that's really what is so amazing, is a kid wants to please us. And so if we come alongside them in a different way and they feel like we are on their side, that we believe in them and that they are pleasing us, they do connect.
Rather than being the person in charge who's dominating the situation, but coming alongside. And I think the most successful coaches are those who come alongside and nurture.
Right. And, you know, I often get the question about expectations. The world's going to have expectations of my kids, so I need to as well. And when I'll often ask the business guys in the room, I'll say, how many of you prefer an employee that's internally motivated over one that you have to manage with expectations? And they all say they want the internally motivated. And I point out the fact that the second we start managing someone through expectations, we're normally documenting it and building a case to fire them.
This has been the first issue of Parenting in the 21st Century with Jeff Schott.
And I just wonder how many of our kids are out there feeling like they're about to get fired.
Thanks for listening.